You're listening to SBS News.
Low inflation is generally a cause for celebration, but now it's given the federal government an unexpected problem. The rate of pensions is linked to inflation via the Consumer Price Index. The economic upheaval brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic has caused inflation to go backwards. Thus, the increase in the pension brought on by the indexation to inflation won't happen this time around, a fact confirmed by the Deputy Secretary of the Social Services Department, Nathan Williamson, under questioning from Labor Party Senator Katie Gallagher in front of a parliamentary committee.
Based on the calculation for indexation, if it's negative, we don't reduce the pension, but we also don't increase it.
It's the first time the indexation increase has not occurred since 1997. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's only just heard of the problem.
And this is one of those issues that comes in a pandemic. You don't expect those indexes to go negative. And as a result, budgets and others haven't been prepared on the basis of them going negative. This is new information that has come through yesterday.
Also hearing of the problem, many of the 2.5 million pensioners around Australia. Opposition Social Services spokeswoman Linda Burney says many of them have contacted her about the issue.
There will be no pension indexation in this 12 months. The first time in a quarter of a century there's been no indexation for aged pensioners. There's 2.5 million aged pensioners in Australia. And it was a shock to them, I can tell you, because many of them have rung my office this morning. This has been a grinding period for pensioners. It's been a grinding period for everyone. But aged pensioners deserve and expect the indexation twice a year.
This means the rate will remain the same until March next year. The basic pension rate for singles is $860 per fortnight. For couples, it's almost $1,300 per fortnight. There are some supplements too. Pensioners received two extra COVID-19 payments of $750 each earlier this year, one in March, the other in July. Ian Yates is the chief executive of the Council for the Aging. He says the federal government should offer another $750 payment to help soften the indexation blow.
We think that an additional payment of $750 to pensioners will make up for the fact that they do have additional costs that aren't showing up necessarily in the fallout of the index, and will also contribute to economic stimulus.
Mr. Morrison has indicated more support for pensioners could be on the way, likely in the form of a top-up payment later this year.
The Treasurer and I will work through those issues. It was not intended, and nor will it be the case that you'd see those payments reduce. And we'll work out the exact response and the circumstances, and we'll announce that when a decision has been made.
The announcement of such a payment could come in the federal budget, which is due to be handed down on the 6th of October. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.